play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. And, Will, I understand you did some traveling this week.
Yeah, this past week, I was in Eger, Hungary, for the World Sudoku Championship and the World Puzzle Championship. And I'll give you the results next Sunday.
Ooh, okay. Now, we'll be waiting for that. Now, would you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yeah, it was a tricky one. It came from Dave Shukin of San Marino, California. I said, take the phrase Eastern Time, change one letter, and rearrange the result to name a place that observes Eastern Time. And the answer was Empire State, which, of course, is New York, and New York is on Eastern Time.
You know what? I would have thought people would have got that, but a lot of people didn't get this because there were just a little more than 200 correct entries. So this was tough. And this week's winner is Jeremiah Heislip of New York City, the Empire State. Congratulations, Jeremiah.
Hey, thanks, Aisha. It's super exciting to be here.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
I took the letters of Eastern Time and I jumbled them up on my Post-it in front of me. And I tried to pick out words like city or town or burg or something. And then I found state. And then I found the other letters sort of made empire. But then I was like, well, that doesn't really help. You have an empire or you have a state. And then my girlfriend was sitting right there and she was like, well, what about Empire State? And I was like, oh, okay, that's the answer.
And I understand you are new to the puzzle.
Yes. So I've listened sporadically for the last year or so. And much to the chagrin of most people who are listening to this right now, this was my first time ever submitting to the puzzle.
You hear that, Will? First time ever submitting, and he wins.
That is crazy.
I couldn't believe it when I got the call.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I work as a neurology resident here in New York.
I gotta ask you, Jeremiah, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, take it away, Will.
So this puzzle is for pros. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts with P and the second word starts R-O. For example, if I said a slow-cooked beef dish often served for Sunday dinner, you would say pot roast.
Okay.
So here you go. 1970s craze involving a stone you were supposed to water.
Oh.
So it was a crazy fad you sent away, and you'd got this stone that came in a box, and you were supposed to treat it as if it was a living creature.
Something that would start with a P, like a dog or a cat, but it's a...
Right?
Oh, a pet rock.
Yeah. Yes.
Good one. You got it. A small place in a house where guests can freshen up.
Powder room.
Powder room. You got it. A course around the neighborhood for delivering the Times, the Herald, the Post, etc.
Paper route.
You got it. How about a longtime Cincinnati Red nicknamed Charlie Hustle?
Is it Paul? Oh, no. Charlie Russell?
No, I think it's that. Is it that one who got in trouble for gambling?
Yes.
He couldn't make it into the Hall of Fame.
That's it.
I'm only thinking about the White Sox right now. Who is it?
I think is it Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, good one, Aisha.
Okay.
I wouldn't have got that. Yeah.
Okay, I got some easier ones coming.
Okay. Yes, great.
We need some help.
We
need some easy ones.
How about an auto route that's been upgraded from a dirt surface?
Oh, a paved road.
You got it. Leader of the U.S. during the Great Depression.
Roosevelt? No, it wasn't Roosevelt.
Roosevelt is it. All you need is a P. What office did he have?
Oh, President Roosevelt. I see.
President Roosevelt is it. How about a minimalist music genre epitomized by the Ramones?
Punk rock.
Punk rock is it. Good. A steeply slanted top of a house.
I'm thinking A-frame. Something roof.
Yes.
Pitched roof?
Pitched roof. Good job. And here's your last one, where the Pilgrims landed in Massachusetts.
Plymouth Rock.
You got it. Nice finish.
You did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
You know, I feel okay.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jeremiah, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WAMC in Albany.
That's Jeremiah Hyslip of New York City. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much, guys. This was great.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Andrea Carla Michaels of San Francisco. Name a famous actress, 5 letters first name, 6 letters last name. Change the first and third letters of her first name and the first letter of her last name. The resulting letters, in order from left to right, will name a place where you might see this actress. So again, a famous actress, 5, 6, change the first and third letters of her first name and the first letter of her last name, and the resulting string of letters from left to right will name a place where you might see this actress. What actress is it?
You have your assignment, puzzlers. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.